Let's get ready to... You can't say that other word because it's trademarked, I think. Yeah, let's get after it. Let's get... Speaking of trademarks, boy, could we go down the rabbit hole on that one today. Hey, welcome to the show. Lots going on today in DFW Real Estate. Lots to talk about. All you got to do is call or text 214-310-0008 and we can address your questions, concerns, ambitions, or anything else related to your DFW residential real estate. ToddTremontiTeam.com. If you're not in the call or text mood, 214-310-0008 or ToddTremontiTeam.com. It's time to start talking about the summer market, believe it or not. If you have hung around with us on this show long enough, you know that we're typically one season ahead of the actual one we're living in. And the reason is that's how real estate works. Contracts are 30 to 60 days. Planning has to happen up front. If you're thinking about buying, selling, making a move, investing, or anything before the end of summer, that's a conversation that we ought to be having right now. 214-310-0008 or ToddTremontiTeam.com. If all else fails, just Google Todd Tremonti. You'll figure it out. Spell it close enough, and you'll definitely find us. Hey, the Summer Fun Guide is That's right. The Summer Fun Guide. Wow. How many pages was that bad boy last year? I want to say it was
480.
Like, I think it was 28, maybe 30. Somewhere in the ballpark of 30 pages of amazing, awesome, fun things to do in the summer to beat the heat, have fun at home, have a great date night, find fireworks, some games, some challenges.
Fireworks shows, not just individual fireworks.
Right, like go someplace safe just where that's done legally. Yep. And then also a bunch of cool places to explore that are kind of local hotspots and secrets and maybe under the radar stuff. And this year's summer fun guide for 2024 will be bigger and better than ever. A lot of time and energy goes into that, and it is completely free. Now, we send a beautiful hard copy to our friends and our past clients and our vendor partners and our current clients. If you would like a digital copy of that, you can jump on the wait list for that right now. All you've got to do is go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. There will be a banner at the top of that page, ToddTremontiTeam.com. There will be a banner at the top of that page. All you got to do is click that bad boy, and then you just kind of register your email, and we'll shoot you an email of a digital copy, not now, but when that is officially released, which will happen in May.
You can also text us, 214-310-0008. That's another way to get on there.
That's a heck of a way to do it. All you got to do is text guide or summer fun guide or something loosely related so we would know, oh, look, this person wants a summer fun guide. All we would need at that point is an email address, and we'll shoot you a beautiful PDF or magazine style document that you can enjoy the whole beautiful, incredible, amazing DFW summer with. Now, let's get back to the real estate stuffs. There's a tremendous amount going on, not only in Dallas-Fort Worth real estate, but really all across the country. So let's have a conversation about it. This first segment is brought to you by Patrick Galeros and his team over at Cardinal Financial, where honestly, anything you need related to a mortgage, if you're thinking about borrowing some or all of the money to purchase a house, an investment property, a short-term rental, long-term rental, flip, or the place that you live, that conversation ought to start or at least very quickly get to Patrick Galeros and his mortgage team over at Cardinal Financial. You can find him online at patrickgaleros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickgaleros.com. That's literally what I do anytime and every time I have ever purchased a home for my family and me. I have done that with Patrick Galeros. That's patrickgaleros.com, NMLS number 308804. I got so excited about the number.
On it, buddy.
I got so excited about the number. Maybe you could tutor me
MLS
after hours.
Number 308.
It's just, it may be his greatest gift, Courtney.
Well, and don't forget, too, that Patrick is one of only a few agents that's piloting a program with Fannie Mae that gives a first-time home buyer a $6,500 grant that doesn't have to be repaid.
Say it again.
$6,500 grant that does not have to be repaid, along with $500 credit towards an appraisal and another $500 towards a home warranty.
And if I wanted more info about that, what would I do?
You'd probably just go to patrickgaleros.com.
Okay.
Or you can give him a call, 972-728-3420.
972-728-3420 for Patrick Galeros and the Cardinal Financial. I like it. I like it a lot. All right, we got a lot to cover today. If you've got a question or a comment or a what the heck is going on type situation, then you just call or text 214-310-0008. You should have that saved in your phone, but if you don't, I'll give it to you one more time, and then we got to get after it. 214-310-0008.
I'm going to kick us off in a really fun way this way with some comments from President Biden.
Oh, gosh. Hold on. Let me mute myself so I don't ruin the show already.
No. No. I'm going to read it. Okay.
Come on!
Jeez! Thought someone was behind me for a second. Okay, so last week we talked a lot about the NAR settlement. And
no
this
way
week,
the president said... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm afraid he did.
I mean, there's
he
no way
comments.
The president of the United States of America would say what you're about to tell people he said. Go ahead, go ahead.
To direct quote...
I mean, it's completely freaking insane. Go ahead.
To direct quote, he said this
the
is
the... fact that a president would say this publicly... I'm sorry, I'll mute myself. Go ahead.
First time that homeowners have been able to negotiate... their commissions. And then he also said, I am calling on realtors to follow through on lowering their commissions
insane.
To protect home buyers. Can I get your thoughts, please?
I'm having a hard time with this. Listen, let me try to say this as carefully as I can. And then I'm going to ask you in a second to read it again, and I
well,
won't.
I don't think he was particularly careful, so go.
I won't yell in the background, but I'm asking you to just read it without interruption here in a second. Okay, listen, here's the thing. Clearly, I'm biased here. But my biggest frustration has nothing to do with the fact that I am in the residential real estate industry. And it has nothing to do with my personal politics. I really genuinely believe I can say that with integrity. Now, Ian and Courtney, feel free to jump in and tell me if you think I'm full of bull here. This has nothing to do with who I did or would vote for or policies or anything. It doesn't even have to do with the fact that I'm a real estate broker, have a radio show, write books, train agents, or any of that stuff, okay? This has to do with the fact that no president should ever say anything even like this, okay? Would you please read it again, and I will not interrupt you, and then I will respond to what he actually said.
Yeah, he first of all said that this is the first time that people have been able to negotiate their commissions, the home buyers or sellers have been able to negotiate their commissions, and then he said that he is calling on realtors to follow through on lowering their commissions to protect home buyers. Where do you want to start?
Deep breaths.
Option one Deep or breaths. Option two?
Okay, number one, this is not... the first time that real estate agents have, quote, allowed consumers to negotiate their fees. The entirety of my 21 years licensed and 23 years in the residential real estate industry, the entirety of that time, and by the way, for generations before that, the entirety of that time, every association that I've ever been around, been a member of, and that means national, state, and local, every one of them has repeated ad nauseum, constantly, over and over and over, all commissions are negotiable and not set by law. Everyone that I have ever known that has paid any attention professionally to being in the real estate industry has been very careful and sensitive around the ideas of price fixing, of any set pricing, or anything like that. For the president of the United States of America to say that for the first time ever, consumers are able to negotiate their fees is not only completely irresponsible, it's ignorant, it's stupid, it's unwise, it's foolish, it's lazy, it's destructive, it's harmful. I don't know if I said stupid. Let's throw that one in there. And again, this isn't even about me being a real estate agent. I want to finish explaining what he said and why, and then go back to how I would feel about this if he said it about any other industry. But listen, we all know, especially if you live in a big city like Dallas-Fort Worth, that there is a wide array of business models in real estate. You know that you can find an agent that for a low flat fee would do part of a transaction. You know that there are agents that would highly likely negotiate their fee down to get your business. You know that there are some agents that charge more. You know that there are certain agents or brokerages that are pretty high level, that do things that are very, that have staff, that have technology, that have offices, whatever. And you know that there are others that are kind of winging it in the neighborhood. You already knew that. And you know that your friend might have paid an agent one fee and you might have paid an agent another fee. And someone might have given you an incentive to buy and sell with them. or someone might have charged you more or less if one thing happened or another. You intellectually know that. And the president should intellectually know that. I believe he does. And he just said whatever the teleprompter told him to say. And somewhere someone wrote that because they thought that's what the public wanted to hear. But that is not true. It's not even close to true. And the recent settlement that has been proposed by NAR, the National Association of Realtors, and a class action group and their attorneys has not yet been approved by the court. So nothing he said is valid. Even if it is approved by the court, in no way creates for the very first time that negotiability. It does require for the first time what has been heavily suggested and begged by every one of those associations, that representation between a buyer and their agent be documented. Now, we've been documenting our buyer representation for 15 plus years, but that is now a requirement for the bulk of the industry, which has not. Now, the other thing it did was it said inside the MLS, sellers and their agents cannot offer compensation to buyers and their agents inside the MLS. It says that they cannot restrict that any other place. So sellers can still offer cooperation to buyers and will all over the place. That's what's been decided. Plus, it said they would pay a big settlement, not because they admitted to doing anything wrong, but because they wanted to end all these class action lawsuits all over the country by all of these people coming after them for things that really there has not been any sort of significant widespread evidence of. Now, I'm not saying that there haven't been some mistakes made and our industry couldn't use some tightening up, but what the president said is nuts.
It just, it blows my mind that we're okay. Take politics out of it. It blows my mind that we're okay with putting anybody that has massive leverage and power in front of an audience, and we're okay with it just not being true what that person is saying, that we would much rather them say something that is what they think people want to hear as opposed to the truth.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make it.
And of all the people on the planet, the president of the United States is never speaking to one audience. It's recorded, it's going to be distributed, it's going to be printed, it's going to be talked about. So
it's global.
Whether you're in the room with a certain demographic or a certain constituency or whatever it is, pandering and just saying what you think someone wants to say. And the speech was about lowering cost of living. He discussed other things that weren't just real estate. And I'm not someone that spends any time bad-mouthing any president or any politician. I think it's an almost complete waste of time. Vote, be active, be informed, all those things, yes. But I agree with what you just said completely. For the president of a company, much less an HOA or a mayor or a governor or anything like that, much less the president of the United States, to get up and basically incorrectly attack an entire industry. By the way, this industry is big. This is like 1.5 million-ish members of the National Association of Realtors and a whole bunch of other real estate agents that aren't members. Call it 2 million. Plus all the people that impacts, attorneys, lenders, title, insurance, home inspectors, movers, all, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. To say that, and this is not opinion. This is not my personal bent. This is fact. What he said is not true. Do we believe that it was a mistake? No. This is not that hard to understand if all you did was actually read the settlement statement. And it's not even approved yet. Such an irresponsible thing to do. I'll add one thing and then we'll move on. If the president had said, cost of living has gone up and that's been tough on the American people, I call on auto mechanics to lower their fees so that operating vehicles will be cheaper for the average American, I would still say, that's such an insane thing to say. Get out of an industry that you have no business being involved in, clearly don't know what you're talking about, and negatively impacting an entire group of people. By the way, the thing that is most harmful about this that we don't have time to discuss is the president thinking that even if what he's asking for happened, it would actually benefit individuals in the economy. It wouldn't. It would create ripple effects of significant harm, especially to home buyers and to homeowners all over America. We don't have time on a one-hour radio show to talk about, sort of the long-term downflow, downriver effects of decisions in our industry. But just know that this isn't speculative. This has been proven for generations that when certain things happen, they look good, sound good, maybe feel good for a little bit, they cause major problems down the road. Some of those things, by the way, have been government intrusion with tax credits and incentives and down payment assistance and things like that that happened during the Bush years, that happened during the Obama years to increase affordable housing. And this president is right back at it in a State of Union proposing two different $10,000 tax credits. There are different scenarios where some of those things can be helpful, but more often than not, when the government gets involved in incentivizing behavior in the residential housing market, it doesn't tend to do what they want it to do. And I'm of the opinion that they usually don't care. They want the announcement of that thing to do what they want it to do, which is to get them votes or get them fundraising or get them favor with certain voting blocks or senators or congressmen, you know, whatever the case is. I'm not a political analyst. I just know how completely insane and irresponsible that comment was.
Well, and it's not a coincidence that things get offered in years of the election either. Like,
what?
That's, I know, shockingly.
Really? Enough.
Yeah, I'm just...
Really?
I'm just here breaking news, Tom.
Ian Daniels, political analyst on the side, real estate guru full-time.
There you go. Hey, if you have not had a look at your home insurance recently or your auto insurance recently, and it's time to be renewed, I want you to reach out to DP Lambert and his team at Goosehead Insurance. That's what I did recently. They were going to increase my insurance by several hundred dollars a month, and I reached out to DP, and he said, hey, hold on, let me take a look at things, and ended up actually getting me a lower price than what I was paying previously with the same coverage that I needed. So DP Lambert is who you need to reach out to, dp.lambert@goosehead.com. dp.lambert@goosehead.com. And as always, you can find all recommended pros and vendors on our website, toddtremontyteam.com.
Shout out to DP's old strength and conditioning coach who called him last week after hearing him on the radio and saved a bunch of money and increased his coverage on his insurance. So DP's shooting me a text letting me know that listeners are reaching out and saving a bunch of money. How about that for the old high school ball coach? dp.lambert@goosehead.com to make sure you're saving money and getting great coverage. dp.lambert@goosehead.com.
Well, let me take a second too and tell you about Super Home Warranty. Okay. Christine Crowley over there is who we get to be in contact with. You can go to hellosuper.com. You can learn all the different things that they offer, all the different programs that they have there. They have taken care of so many of our buyers over the years, and they take care of every single one of our sellers before we ever go live on the market. They are making sure that if something was to go wrong before it goes under contract, they're going to help take care of it. They are being fantastic to work with. Maybe even you could say super.
I'd say super. I've had them on my properties, and it's always been great.
HelloSuper.com.
HelloSuper.com. If you have questions or comments about your house, your real estate, your investments, your ROI, your lifetime in your home, your protection, your safety, your enjoyment of your home, all you got to do, it's very simple. Call or text 214-310-0008. I promise not to be as viscerally responsive to you as I was to the president. 214-310-0008 or
ThatRemindyTeam.com.
I have another headline for you. It might get you a little angry again, I'm just putting that out there for you.
Deep breaths.
React to this headline. Real estate agents are going extinct just like travel agents did. Award-winning professor says, you just don't need them anymore because of the internet.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Incorrect, sir. You are awarded no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Fairly certain I actually know a travel agent.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is I do some keynotes talking every once in a while, and that's an illustration I've used for years, is the world is under the impression there are no longer travel agents or stockbrokers. That is... factually,
last I checked, extinct means none.
Like none left.
None.
Yeah, it's a bad word for
gone
this.
Gone away.
It's not entirely
don't
accurate.
Exist.
Yeah, now what did happen, and where I would align with this professor, if in fact he had said something that was true, like this, that the average real estate agent may become extinct. The typical. Now, that did happen to travel agents and stockbrokers. You know, 30 years ago, wasn't that long ago, that if you were going to book a flight, you typically picked up the phone and called someone and said, can you book a flight for me? Especially if you did any sort of regular or costly travel. Then websites came along where you could shop different times and different locations and prices all by yourself. And a person whose only real value was like, yeah, I'll book that for you, they were toast. Specialization, though, has increased. We've used a Disney travel planner. We've used like an all-inclusive resort travel planner. an international travel planner. Stockbrokers that just could put in an order for you were in big time trouble. But stockbrokers that specialized in certain type of investment returns, certain type of clientele, certain type of income, are probably doing as well, if not better than ever. And I know in the travel world, many that I know personally are doing very, very well. So I think what he's talking about is, you know, the average, like, I'll open a door and fill out the paperwork for you. That is deeply threatened. And I don't blame him for lumping everyone together, because statistically speaking, that is what the vast majority of real estate agents do. I'll simply say that, like those other industries, folks that can specialize, like the Todd Germani home selling team, that have full-time, fully dedicated professional agents specializing in offering unique expertise and proprietary systems with proven track records, I think will do better than ever in the real estate market of today and of the future. I do think where he's right, or she, I don't know the name of the professor, is that if you're kind of transacting real estate the same way the average agent has for a long time, which is like, if someone knows you and likes you and thinks you're cool, they'll buy a house with you. You open the doors, you fill out the paperwork. You don't get any sort of agreement with them. You bring any unique value or negotiation or approach, save any time, stress, or money. You're in really big trouble. And I do think that class, that level, that type of real estate agent will shrink in numbers significantly. Extinct? No way. But I think the future is where an expert real estate agent operates for you, like your attorney or your CPA, an architect, maybe like a family doctor, that you're like, that's my person, that anytime I have a question about that, I call them, and I know that they're great at what they do and they're worth what I pay them, and I'm not going to just like call someone out of the phone book. I think that is the true part that maybe is subtly in that argument, but the idea that like real estate agents are going to be gone because of legislation or the internet, that's been said for 40 years, and the needle has barely moved at all. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, and you want to test that theory and talk to a full-time, dedicated professional specializing in either just buyers or just sellers, specializing in the most desirable neighborhoods in DFW, as well as homes with big backyards, big lots, give us a call. 214-310-0008 or online at
ThatReminderTeam.com.
If you are thinking about selling, or if you're just curious as to what your home is worth and you have no idea, you can go to one of two places. I'm gonna give you two places you can go to. You can go to ToddTremontiTeam.com and click the home valuation tab, or you can go to ValueThisHouse.com. Listen. And you can get started either way, and in less than 60 seconds, you are going to know what your home would sell for, rent for. It's going to give you some home equity stuff. It's going to give you the ability to get a cash offer. You name
it's such a simple, valuable tool. Go to ToddTremontiTeam.com, click on the home valuation tab. By the way, we still guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time, no matter what. If we choose to work together, if we're the right fit for you and you're the right fit for us, we guarantee we will sell your house over the average price and under the average time. And we guarantee on the buy side, we'll save you at least $5,000 throughout the purchase process of buying a home. Welcome back, party people. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging with us through the break. We've got lots to cover when it comes to DFW real estate. That's right, Dallas-Fort Worth real estate, all things buying, selling, investing, and enjoying your home. You just save this phone number in your cell phone, and you call or text anytime you need anything. 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008, or you can always just Google my name, Todd Tremonti. Spell it as best you can. You'll find us. Lots of videos, lots of links, lots of free downloadable reports there. If, in fact, you are ready to talk to an agent and you cannot start that process too early, but most people do wait too late, if you are ready to have a chat, especially if you're wanting to move by the end of this summer, we need to be talking right now, give us a call, 214-310-0008. We can walk you through not only our 2024 projection of the market, but also what's happening uniquely in your neighborhood, where you live, your part of town, with values, what the right timing would be if you're buying and selling, just buying or just selling. That's ToddTremontiTeam.com or 214-310-0008.
First segment, as always, is brought to you by Patrick Lewis and his entire team at Cardinal Financial. If you are looking to take out a mortgage, if you're looking to refinance, maybe you're looking to purchase a second or third property, reach out to Patrick. You can start an application directly on his website, patrickglaros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickglaros.com. You can give him a call at 972-728-3420, MLS number 308804. And as always, as we always say for the last 2 weeks, come and get right with Patrick Glaros.
Come and get right.
Grade is just gonna live forever.
It needs to rhyme, and it doesn't.
We're going to figure it out. We're workshopping it. Okay. Yeah, we need to get with the creative team of Grady.
I'd like to pause real quick before this next rousing segment. I see you clearly have queued up. I'd like to go to the microphone with Full Price Courtney and ask her very quickly, what is it that the Todd Tremonti home selling team guarantees to sellers?
Over the average time under the average price.
That would stink.
That would be entirely the opposite.
Horrible business model.
Of what... we are. Yeah,
okay, that's over right. The average price.
If you
price,
want to sell your home for less and in longer time,
over
reach out to us.
The average price and under the average time.
That is
call
correct.
Us. Sounds we got you.
Hey, we'll discuss we'll most get of it right. offline, but there's going to be a probationary period of employment that we're going to
every
talk about
day. Here. I'm
we're
getting
ideal
fired.
If you want to sell your home for over the average price and under the average time. But if you are somebody that would like to sell your home for less and in longer time, we can.
There's lots of people
out.
To call.
I don't know.
I'm going to be honest. I don't even know that our guys could pull that off. They're so legit.
Yeah, it's
Don,
true.
Don, Jeremy, the team that helps our sellers is the best on the planet, and I'll go toe-to-toe with anybody. And I have. Dallas is one of the most competitive markets on the planet. I know tons of coaches and CEOs of big national brokerages and corporations, and I'm telling you, you cannot do better putting your house on the market, getting top dollar, in minimal time or whatever timeline fits your unique family or personal challenges. We guarantee to sell your house over the average price and under the average time. What that really boils down to is you get more money than your neighbors faster or in the perfect timing for you. I feel like we're going to need to say that 9 more times since Courtney announced to the world the exact opposite.
I know, I'm very
what
sorry.
We guarantee. I'm not even going to ask her what we guarantee on the buy side. We also guarantee to say...
No, let's... No, let's...
On the buy side?
Yeah.
I just know the sell side. The buy side.
No, you nailed it. You nailed it. At least $5,000 throughout the purchase process of buying your home. Even in a market slanted towards sellers, we guarantee to save you at least $5,000. You know, it's not that she's scrolling on her phone during the radio show each week. It's that she's working diligently on the production.
Well, she's also full price, so she's like...
Why would I want to sell my house?
Guys,
for
when
more
I
money.
Tell you that I had zero conversations with my agent, and I remember at the signing being shocked at how much we were paying.
There's a different way to do it. There's a better way to do it.
I was like, wow, that's a lot.
And that's our guarantees segment.
No, you're done. That was too much. Hey, you want to talk about something else?
Yes.
All right, let's do that. Let's talk about, this is from the book, the best-selling book. Was it best-selling? I'm going to say it was.
That one actually wasn't. It was sold great.
Almost best-selling
you
book.
You want to hear something wild real quick? I don't think we put that book on Amazon for like 6 years. I mean, that thing was, it wasn't written pre-Amazon, but it was written before the Amazon process for publishing was seamless.
If
like
we
is.
Had put this book on Amazon, there's a strong chance it would have been a bestseller.
It's in its second printing. Maybe no, it's about to be in its third printing.
Live Free, the Art of the 2-Year House Flip, How to Generate Enough Tax-Free Profit to Cover Your Basic Living Expenses by Investing in Your Own Home. Just rolls off the tongue. 10 myths about owning a home.
I might have to mute him too, Courtney.
This is riveting.
Now, here we go. It's a great book. Honestly,
hold on.
It's an excellent book.
Hold on.
I want you to discuss
them. Hold on. Let's pause for a second. Yes. I don't know that I have created a piece of educational content in my career that I'm more proud of than that. It's not brilliantly... I mean, it's not a novel.
No, it's
basically
well-written
a booklet.
Book.
You could read it in 40 minutes, and that's why it was intended. I had been walking through my clients through this process for years and years and years, and finally I was like, I'm just going to... throw it together in an I can hand this to you type format. And it's old. It's being redone. Well, it's taken the last couple of years, but we'll probably have an updated version of that book out this year. You don't even need to go buy it. If you want to, it's on Amazon for like $7. But let's talk about one piece of the book.
Yeah, there's 10 myths about buying a home. And so we want to talk about, hey, from when this was written, which was written in... Try to see if there's a date on it.
Inside of the first or second or third page, there should be a copyright date. But it was a while back.
2010. So, you know, 14 years has passed by. And so we want to know, like, hey, have any of these myths about buying a house, have any of them evolved, changed, tweaked a little bit?
Let's find out.
Anything that you would want to add? What about, like, for different life stages? Like, do things apply to different folks in different life stages? So I can give you the 10 and you can tell me, or if you just want to kind of roll with it, you
which,
know,
which
you
one
tell
jumps
me.
Out at you right now on those list of myths? Now, here's the thing. This was written for everyone. There absolutely are different life stages that historically I've seen more people take advantage of the 2-year flip, which 100 mile an hour version is buying a house for the purpose of remodeling it, living in it for 2 years, and then selling it for tax-free profit as close to the 2-year mark as you want, but in at least 2 years. We've had clients do it every 2 years. We've had clients that do it every 2 to 5 years and walk away with hundreds of thousands of dollars of profit without having to pay any taxes at all. Basically helps you leapfrog forward. And it could cover your basic living expenses if that's what you put the money to. Most people put it towards their next house and they upgrade or they buy multiple properties and invest. So that's what that is. Any of the myths that are jumping out at you?
Well, I think it's interesting that a lot of these do apply still. But if I look at numbers 9 and 10, number 9 was that you should buy the most expensive house that you can get. And number 10 is it's best to buy the cheapest house that you can get. Like,
both of those.
There's no middle ground on that. It's like, well, everyone was like, no, it's either you either get the most expensive or the cheapest.
And the point of those both being on the list is that, like, going to any extreme simply because that's what someone told you is generally unwise, right? Like, you need to evaluate your financial situation, your living situation, your life stage, location. All those things are really important. But you'll hear people say, go buy the most expensive house you can because you can use leverage and because the home values typically go up. And then you'll hear other people say, keep your housing cost as low as possible because there's unforeseen expenses and blah, 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 blah. What I'm saying is neither of those myths, neither of those pieces of advice is universally true or necessarily wise in every situation. Now, there are times where I would be like, man, you know, I have a 2.8% mortgage and you have every right to believe every thought that this is your forever home. You know, it might be okay to be at the top of your range on that and get a more expensive house. There may be other times where you're like, this is kind of a short-term deal. I don't really know which way the market's going to go. I'm going to get as little bit into this as possible. So I could make a case for either one, but either one is a blanket, this is what you should always do, is a myth. That's very dangerous.
Yeah, ultimately, you need to sit down and have a conversation with an expert that can guide you and lead you through the transaction and help you understand and figure out what's going to be best for you. I think I shared a couple of weeks ago, like, whenever we've purchased a home, the way we've approached it was, hey, we want to buy a home where if one of us was not working, we can still afford it. Like, yep. That was something that was really important to us. And so the key is, like, buy what you can afford, but have conversations with folks to help you get there and figure out what that is.
In my experience, most people don't know even what questions to be asking, much less how to answer them. So sitting down with a full-time, dedicated, world-class professional in what we call a strategy session, where you're not buying or selling anything yet. You're just talking, hey, what would be a good approach can help you with some of those deals where you're like, you know what, after talking it through, yeah, that's really important to us. So we call those your non-negotiables. We're not going to negotiate that. We're not going to bend on, you know, our monthly expenses going over this, because if that was the case, we would feel pressured for both to continue to be employed. Whatever those values are, you need a consultative discussion where people are drawing some of that out of you. If you want to do that right now, call or text 214-310-0008, and one of our full-time, fully dedicated professionals at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team will schedule some time with you in the office, maybe on Zoom, and they will help you gain clarity. You can never start that conversation too soon. Most people start it too late, and then they limit their options. Call or text 214-310-0008, or you can go online right now.
ThoughtRemindyTeam.com.
Another one that's in here that I think it's kind of crazy that it even needed to be in here is number 5 says you shouldn't buy a house if you're single.
Yeah, what's crazy is I've seen both sides of that advice, and I've seen it given like really aggressively. Now, sometimes it's dad giving you that advice. Sometimes it's an accountant or, you know, some, you know, financial literacy expert or whatever. I think that's wild to exclude an entire group of people from homeownership. I do think the advice is rooted in, as a single person, you're more likely statistically to have major life changes. You get married, take a new job, move to a different city. But again, to your point, these decisions should be made having a discussion, consultatively, thoughtfully, prayerfully.
If it's the right time for you, values. Can you afford it? Where are you in your life stage? Like all these things.
Yeah, but that's like saying you shouldn't buy a house in your golden, you know, in retirement.
Right.
There's no way we're going to lump an entire group of people like that and say that.
You shouldn't buy a house if you have kids under five because you may choose to go to a different school district.
But you hear those types of advice. For sure. The reason they're on that list of myths is just to give people a wake-up call. And it's you know, I'll ask you this question. I already know my answer. But do you feel like as often as you talk to potential buyers and sellers, which is every single day, that you're often having to give people permission to do what they want to do, but to do it with wisdom?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's all a lot the of conversations where somebody will tell me something or say something and it's got a layer of hesitancy behind it because they think they know the answer, but they're not quite sure because somebody's put some element of doubt in their head, and that could be a friend, a family member. It could be something that they've read on or seen on the news or something, but there's some element of doubt that's creeped in where we have to give them the permission to move past that.
Yep, and that's what some of these myths are like. I mean, we live in a culture right now where I know for a fact lots of people really want to be buying and selling homes, but they feel like it might be stupid based on what they're hearing in the news or what the neighbors are saying. Like, you're going to buy a house at this interest rate? You're like, man, I feel like we need to, and we can afford it, and interest rates will go up and down over time. We can work that out. I want to buy, but I feel like everyone's going to think I'm stupid, so I'm just kind of hanging out, waiting until I don't feel dumb anymore. That happens all the time. Same thing with selling. Same thing with buying your first investment property. Mm-hmm. And everybody keeps telling me how dangerous it is. You know, I've done all my homework, and I really think this could be great, but I'm scared because everyone else says I'm crazy, you know. That we're having to do that all the time. And a lot of those myths are rooted in that. Like, make those decisions yourself with the help of a trusted advisor that has a proven track record. And I can tell you for a fact, there's not one single agent on the Todd Tremonti home selling team that hasn't been well-trained and really filtered for their personality and their care and concern for others. So if you're thinking about buying, selling, investing in real estate, or you're trying to figure out how to enjoy the real estate you've already got more and more, call or text 214-310-0008 or go online to toddtremontiteam.com where we still guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time. That's over the average price, Courtney, and under the average time. More money.
Don't mix those
faster.
Up.
And then if you're buying, even in a market that still favors sellers, we guarantee we'll save you at least $5,000 throughout the process of buying a home. Yeah, that's toddtremontiteam.com, toddtremontiteam.com, or you can call or text 214-310-0008.
Do you know what makes me happy?
The Burrow winning.
Yep.
A really great IndyCar race.
Formula One.
What's?
I don't watch Indy.
Is that not? It's different?
Different sport. Mm. Different
I did car. Not. I did not know that. A great round of golf.
Yeah.
Seeing your family.
Sure.
Should I keep going?
Food. I love food.
Yeah. I'm gonna stop because I feel like I haven't gotten it right
yet. You haven't gotten it right yet. It makes me really happy when we get a title company, when we have a contract that comes through, so and I good. See on the title policy line that it's Republic Title. Yeah, that makes me happy because I just know it's gonna go smoothly. It's gonna be really, really good.
It sounds like a bit, but it is so. I'm telling you,
it makes me happy.
Agent, staff, team lead, lenders are like, oh, good. I don't have to constantly look over the shoulder of this other garbage title company and wait for them to screw something up so I have to do their job.
Mari had a contract and unfortunately she couldn't use Republic Title for it. It had to be done with a different title company. And I lost count of how many emojis I sent Mari because of how many times I had to redo certain documents because it wasn't clear what they needed and when they needed it.
But not Republic Title, folks.
Not Republic Title. And I was so happy this week when we had, I think, 3 or 4 new contracts come through and they were Republic Title contracts. And so go to republictitle.com. You can find out everything that we talk about here. You can find out everything they offer. republictitle.com, 972-423-8777, toddtremontiteam.com, click the radio tab and you can find all of our recommended pros and vendors right there. Are you ready for Stump Todd?
Oh gosh, one of these days we're going to have Courtney run this because Ian's
trying
to publicly ruin me. Here we go, hold on.
This was Courtney's idea, I just roll with it.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
So far, I'm 1.9 for two.
You're
to be
one
clear.
For two. Currently, you got last week right and the first one wrong. Which city
completely absurd.
Is known for having the most expensive real estate in the world?
Okay.
Oh, the world.
I have an answer. I have an answer to this, but I will
I
say.
I want to guess too.
I'm okay. I will say this. There's argument about this.
Always is.
No, there is. And
always a caveat.
It's kind of like any. The other night that my wife and I were talking about a television show, and it was like the number one show in America. I was like, there are currently eight number one shows in America based on different metrics. But London is the city I'm going to go with.
Okay.
I was going to say Dubai.
The correct answer is Monaco.
Now, so they're different. People would say per wrong. Foot or the average price of a home.
One for three.
Or the average price of a home in town
incorrect.
Or whatever. So.
One for three, though.
I want to live in London.
Yeah,
I want Ian to approach this segment differently. Is what I want. I don't need softballs. Clearly, these are not softballs.
Sounds like I'm right.
Here's another unanswerable question. Can you get it right?
Okay.
I mean, I could have gone with this one if it would make pad the numbers a little bit. What does MLS stand for in the context of real estate?
Okay, mortgage lender services.
Get out of here! You don't work here anymore.
Is that really a guess? Please no.
I think that's a good guess. For the listeners, I have begged Todd to let me be an agent, and he will not let me. Well, so I haven't gotten to study. I've not gotten to learn.
You've just been to learn anything. You've just
How
been in a real
not,
estate office full of transactions for over a year, and you
I
can't.
I have no idea what you'll do. How could it not be mortgage lending services?
How could it not be?
This is the multiple listing service.
Oh, my God.
That now, we talk about a lot.
I will say this. Most people, multiple listing service is popular. A lot of people say multiple listing system, but it is service.
Why would Patrick have a multiple listing?
He doesn't. Patrick doesn't.
You
have.
Said MLS number. We say it
nope,
every.
No, we do not.
MLS.
No. We do not. We do not say that. We say NMLS, which is the National Mortgage Lending. Oh, dear. Listen, okay. People. No, hold on. If you want to buy or sell a house, please call us. Courtney will not be your agent.
That segment is called Courtney Learns Real Estate. We've had notes.
Two of those.
She is the producer of a lot of video and radio and podcast stuff. And she's phenomenal. She's excellent at that. She's not a licensed real estate professional. Therefore, there's really no expectation of her to learn.
No plans for it either.
Yeah.
No, won't let me. They're rude.
Oh,
I'd be brilliant.
Goodness.
I'd be brilliant.
Sticking with London on lots of fronts there. Tokyo's in the hunt. New York used to always be the answer. It's not necessarily anymore.
Yeah, Monaco.
Yeah.
Well, we can try again next week. It's okay. Yeah. Look how much fun we have here, huh?
Hey, we're going to start.
I'm having a blast.
I'd have fun.
Hey, next week we're starting Stump Ian.
It's gonna be great
with that.
We do need to do something
like,
to get
where
him.
Where is the state of Georgia?
Uh-huh.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, I would get that easy.
Mm-hmm.
No worries.
Yep. Okay.
Somewhere in the
Listen.
South.
Somewhere in the South.
Song in the South. All right. Hey, folks, if you're thinking about buying or selling a house, which I know lots of people are, okay? And there's reasons for that. A, lots of people are always thinking about buying or selling a house. Number two, we are in spring, headed quickly into summer. But the world, the media, the instability of the world has got a lot of people feeling like, I want to buy, I want to sell, but I don't think this is it feels like I maybe shouldn't. It seems like people are saying that's not wise. Let me just tell you right now. It is always a good time to buy or sell a home if, and if is important. It is always a good time to buy or sell if you and your family and your finances are ready and you have the right strategy for the market. I've put together phenomenal real estate deals in every kind of market on the planet. I've been through the 08 downturn. I've been through high rates, low rates, recessions, wars, different presidents, political seasons, development markets, weather patterns, all of it. We've put together great real estate transactions in every kind of market that you can imagine, but we didn't do it the same way. So if you really want to buy and sell this year or invest, just call us. We'll have a conversation. We'll find out if that's wise, if maybe you need to wait, if you should be in a hurry, if you should be in one town or another town, or one price point or another price point, or one property type or another property type. It's going to be a question and answer consultative, get to know each other deal. It's not a hard sell, sign here, let's go type of thing. 214-310-0008 or online at toddtremontiteam.com. That's 214-310-0008. You can start that off with a text message if you want, or you can call us. We can schedule a Zoom meeting. The best, most valuable thing for you is to schedule a time to come in the office, sit down with one of our team members or several of our team members, see, put your hands on some resources, get a little backstage pass to the MLS, and really get the full treatment of making sure you make a wise choice, a wise investment choice, that you, your family, and your finances are all really excited about this process. Go to toddtremontiteam.com or call or text 214-310-0008.
Go to valuethishouse.com or toddtremontiteam.com and click the home valuation tab if you do not know what your home is worth. It'll take you less than 60 seconds to do so. Valuethishouse.com. And if you want to get on the wait list to get this year's awesome, bigger and better than ever summer fun guide.
So cool.
Just give us a text. Send us a text, 214-310-0008.
Hey, Courtney.
Just say summer fun guide or something like that.
How cool is the summer fun guide going to be this year?
I mean, next level. I'm really proud of this guide.
It's awesome.
I think it's really good, really intentional. It is not a basic.
And it's not cheesy. Mag. It's for everyone. If you're a mom or dad and you're kind of responsible for the kiddos during the summer, there's a ton of stuff in there.
You want this.
If you're young and you're single and you're looking for fun places to go throughout the summer,
we got you.
There's stuff in there for that. If you're looking for projects and engagement and new places to discover, we got that stuff. If you're looking to beat the heat and get in the water or find a cool place or spend an entire day locally or just a little bit beyond DFW or maybe even somewhere else in the country and have an incredible day, that stuff is laid out for you. All the incredible talent of our team and favorites and investigations of our team who are advocates for our city are rolled into this incredible. I really, really am proud. Last year was a home run, and this is year two addition to just go to toddtremontiteam.com, click on the banner up top to get on the wait list for the Summer Fun Guide. And if you're thinking about buying or selling or investing in real estate, go to toddtremontiteam.com. Don't wait too long. Most people wait too long. You cannot start too early. toddtremontiteam.com.